What do you want attendees to take away with them after everything ends?
I'm a great believer that it's all about stories. It's all about how you tell that story. It's all about how you connect. And so leaving this conference, I want the head to be buzzing. I want the head to be splitting. I want them to say, wow, I can do it. I want them to think it's all about entrepreneurship. It's all about jobs and creating jobs. And if he can do it, and he did it, why can't I?
You have many notable speakers on your agenda. I'd like to begin with the keynoter, the man who developed the Apple computer, Steve Wozniak himself, the Woz. What will the Woz talk about?
He'll talk about the common touch. He'll talk about the fact that he's an ordinary guy. I've spoken to him a few times now on the phone. He doesn't come out with 50, 60, 70 slides. Here I am. This is my story. This is how I got started. But I think he's going to give us a message, which is, hey, this is not about rocket science. This is about doing something that you're passionate about. This is about something that I've done, and something that perhaps you can do. Very common, very ordinary, very inspiring.
Now, of course, you're speaking yourself. Have you just given us a preview? Because I know you're talking about One Vision. And also, you and your team have produced a piece, an exhibit, that mm-hmm. explores this whole concept. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, well, first of all, yes, I'm speaking. You know, entrepreneurs see the things that you and I see. You and I, assuming we're not entrepreneurs, get stuck on the catch. There's always a catch. And part of what I'm going to be talking about is the catch and how you find your way around the catch. And you never allow the block, which is the catch, to stop you. You find a way. And, you know, I've experienced working in so many countries now around the world. And if there's one country where we can overcome the catch, it's America. If there's one country where the infrastructure is there and the encouragement is there to overcome the catch, it's America. And that's what this meeting is all about.
Are the concerns that we hear about climate and impact in particular on agriculture and by extension people, are those concerns expressed in any way in the conference?
They are, of course. The problem is getting people to realize that global warming, carbon dioxide, yes, it's a problem. It's a huge opportunity. They want to do it. They have a reason to do it. And there's always one reason to do it and 59 reasons not to do it. And what we have to do is, you know, find that reason to do it. And for heaven's sake, don't be like the ostrich and putting our head in the sand. Recognize there is a problem. Problems mean opportunities. I often say opportunity of a lifetime, but only in the lifetime of the opportunity. And any great idea, I don't care what the idea is, has probably got a lifespan of 2 or 3 days, unless you do something. So yes, those are problems, and we will be addressing those problems.